Is there some little thing that just throws you off for the whole day if it happens? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo made me think of pet peeves, which are generally small things that kind of bother you personally. So I looked up a few examples of pet peeves for today's intro. For example, interrupting, mouth noises, Google reports, other miscellaneous chewing noises, bad drivers, being late, constant phone distraction, dishes in sink, loud chewers, once again, Google. Everybody must really hate those. People chewing, people who cut you in line, movie talkers, people on their phone, and so forth. There are a million of these little things that get under our skin and stop us from seeing the bigger picture. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Big Little Things by A.W. Smith. Next time you see a full moon, try this. Grab a small coin and go outside. Then, hold it out in front of you, close one eye, and see if you can cover the moon with the coin. Isn't it strange that you can completely block out something as big, beautiful, and bright as a full moon with one small coin? Sometimes little things can block out much bigger things. For example, we can get stuck focusing on only the small things that bother us, so much so that we can't even see the big, beautiful blessings God has for us. Every day, we experience little rough spots, whether at home, school, work, church, etc. It's easy to fixate on these things and grumble, even to the point we don't realize how our demeanor is affecting those around us. While God cares about every detail in our lives, and He wants us to tell Him about the things that annoy or disappoint us, we run into a problem when we let these things eclipse the immense goodness God has filled our lives with. He calls us to acknowledge the blessings He has lavished on us, including the biggest and brightest blessing of all, eternal life with Jesus. Why is it so important to acknowledge and thank God for these blessings? Well, when we do, we're less likely to let the little things get in the way of recognizing God's presence in our lives and reflecting His love to others. When we dwell on God's goodness, it transforms us from the inside out, helping us know God's love better and share it with others more readily. If we know Jesus, we don't have to let small disappointments get in the way of seeing His goodness and sharing His love with the people around us. Through faith, He has filled us with the light of His love, and we can shine out for others to see. When little things make us angry or disappointed, we can share our feelings with Jesus, then focus again on the big, bright blessings He's given us. So let's talk about this more together. What disappointments or annoyances are getting in the way of seeing God's goodness in your life right now? Consider spending some time naming these things and telling Jesus about them. What blessings have you seen in your life lately? Consider writing these down and thanking God for them. As you and I can read in Colossians 3:12, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 5:16, Philippians 2, 1-18, and 1 John 3:1 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? I know I did. And if you found it encouraging, I encourage you to share it with somebody else who might need it. Also, I encourage you to join us for tomorrow's Devo called My First Communion with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.